39. Satisfaction and dissatisfaction. 1. Is it what you wanted?
2. Yes, it's fine.
3. Are they all right?
4. They'll do very nicely.
5. I'm afraid it's not all what I wanted.
6. Oh dear, I can't possibly accept it.
7. Is he satisfied with it?
8. These are perfectly all right.
9. Well, I'm not too happy about it.
10. It's not what I asked for.
Dialogue 1. How was the movie last night?
I didn't really like it.
Mary said that she was really pleased with the photography.
I found it very disappointing.
She liked the acting, too, because that's what she wanted to see.
I wasn't happy with it.
Nothing is to your satisfaction.
Dialogue 2. How's your new car?
Perfect. Couldn't be better.
You made a good choice, then?
It's just what I wanted.
No regrets?
I'm really pleased with it. Thanks.
I'm glad you're so happy.
It's super. Dialogue 3. Here's a model of our latest design. What do you think of it?
Well, I'm not too happy about it.
What's wrong with it?
Well, I'm afraid it's not at all what I wanted. You haven't really followed my instructions. It'll have to be done again.
Oh, dear. Dialogue 4. Here's the dress you wanted to be made.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
It's not what I asked for.
What's wrong with it?
It's not the right material or the right color. I can't possibly accept it.
This is a pity.
Dialogue 5. Can you assure the quality of this air conditioner?
Yes, ma'am. There'll be no problem with the quality.
What if there's something wrong with it?
You don't have to worry about it. We have a 1-year warranty.
Are you sure?
Sure. We have a good after-sales service. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Dialogue 6. I'm busy year in and year out, but now I've done nothing.
You've done a lot, my darling.
I may have done a lot, but none is to my satisfaction.
You're too strict with yourself.
Perhaps. I'm dead tired.
Dialogue 7. Would you mind taking your feet off the table, Mike?
Not at all, but I found satisfaction in it.
Do you put your feet on your own table?
No, I never do that.
Why not?
I don't want to mark my table, of course.
Well, will you please put them down?
I'm sorry. I thought you wouldn't come back so early.
I forgot something on the table.
Oh, you've got a good memory. Once upon a time, there lived a woodman and his wife. They were very poor. Every day the woodman would set out early to chop down trees. One day he was about to strike the tree with the axe when he heard a fairy crying out, "Please don't hurt it. I'll grant you 3 wishes." To his satisfaction, he made his first wish a big sausage, but his wife disagreed. They quarreled a lot. Unintentionally, their 3 wishes have gone.